Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got a whole stack of just odds and ends nonsense that we just need to chat about. It is definitely swimming season, and here's a question for everybody listening. Do you shower before you get into a pool? Specifically a public pool, says this story, but I think this would probably go for any pool. I don't get in pools.
Yeah, you're against them.
Because the word poo is in pool, yeah. So I don't. An online poll was split. People were about 50-50, whether or not you should rinse off before you get in or if you just go cannonball and get on in there. So the biggest factor is, one, you should be doing it.
Yeah.
It helps keep the pool clean.
Yeah, what I thought.
If you don't shower or rinse off, all the dirt and grime that's on you, including sweat, body oils, any lotion products that you have on you, guess where that's going?
Right in the pool.
You're going to have a little oil slick around you you're hanging out at Waterworld.
Nobody likes that.
Nobody wants an oil slick around them at no. all. And they're also saying, I've never heard this before, that it really protects your hair. And here's a pool expert talking about
it. By rinsing off before, it allows the pool to stay clean. The hair follicles in your hair actually absorb fresh water, not the chlorine water. So it's actually an extra layer of protection for your hair. When you come out, you have still a little bit of chlorine in your hair. So you want to make sure you wash it out, rinse it off, as well as rinse your body off to get the chlorine off.
Who is that, Paul Mitchell or something?
Hair
expert?
Totally makes sense, though. Because I will tell you, when I get out of a pool, if I don't have some kind of cap over my hair, it is so dry and brittly, and it just is not okay. So this is some good advice as far as protecting it. I dig that. And I always thought you were supposed to rinse off before you got in the pool. Like, I remember in my hometown, the little city pool that I went to, they had showers in between. You had the locker room, and then you had the showers, and then you had to pool, and you had to go through each step to
just
get
like
from
urinate,
one to the other.
Shower, pool.
Exactly. Like, you had to do one before you did the other. Huh. You don't want to urinate in the pool.
Well, that's a lot of people just go right to pool and urinate.
I know. You're not supposed to do that, though.
A lot of times I'm not even in the pool. I just stand on the edge and go in and pee in it.
See, it's...
That's nasty.
I know. That's
nasty. Jerry, you're nasty.
It's so bad.
Anyway, I've never heard that when you wash your hair beforehand, it absorbs clean water and then it doesn't absorb as much chlorine water. I don't know.
I like that.
All right. Now you're up to date on everything pool related this morning.
Yay, us.
I got another story for you. It has to do with gummy worms.
This one I'm afraid of because I love
this
gummy worms.
This is very important news. I guess Trader Joe's has some banging gummy worms
they do.
Right now.
Yes.
They're really, really good. There's all sorts of food influencers trying these gummy worms
now. They're so good.
And there's like a unique texture to them. They smell like a birthday cake, apparently. They're very appealing, very appetizing. Now, the only problem is a single serving of 8 gummy worms. Did I say bears earlier? Gummy worms. This is gummy worms. Contain a whopping 14 grams of dietary fiber. How many servings are in a bag, maybe?
That makes
4?
Total sense now, actually.
Here's the
now
problem.
Now that I think back on that day, that makes total sense.
Let me put this into perspective. One serving of Metamucil fiber gummies contains 5 grams of fiber, and that'll get you rocking.
Uh-huh.
These gummy worms, which are highly addictive and delicious... At Trader Joe's, 14 grams of fiber per serving, let's say 4 servings per bag. People are comparing it to the medicine that you take before a colonoscopy.
Yes, that's exactly it.
One person says, I ate a serving and a half and confirmed... And I can confirm it cleans you out fast.
Yes, it does. No, it's so funny. I just tried these gummy worms, and now I feel way better about myself because I thought
know.
I was just
Katie,
like,
I am skinny.
Exactly.
One commenter said, I ate several handfuls, and my stomach has been a wreck for days.
Yes, you got to be careful about this stuff.
Yeah, so read the label. Why would Trader Joe's do us dirty like that, though?
Literally dirty. You know what? It pays to know.
Somebody else said, fiber be working overtime in these worms.
Yes, but they're so good. They're so hard to put down. That's the thing.
I watched a video this morning from a TikToker that was trying these. She's just sitting in her car. She's like, I'm trying these new viral gummy worms. She had no idea, you know? And yeah. I'm just laughing because she's like, oh, these are good. Yeah. Oh, these are tasty. And she's doing like 9, 10, 11 gummy worms. I'm like, oh, no, she doesn't know.
She doesn't know. She's about to find out, though.
All right, so Peyton wrote in on the text line. She says, I was out running some errands one day. Trader Joe's was one of my stops. I grabbed those gummy worms, munching on them while I was running errands. I ended up getting stuck on I-25 traffic. Jer, I was fighting for my life, is what she wrote.
Oh, poor Peyton.
Oh my God. Yeah, those things sound like they take effect pretty darn fast.
It's almost instantly. And I'm just so grateful for that information now because I was really...
You know, I like to provide public service for people.
Good on you, Jer.
I got one more funny story for you guys. It has to do with our buddy Big Rob who comes on after us each and every day. Good guy. We love Big Rob.
Yeah.
So we've teamed up with Elitch Gardens. We're doing a lot with Elitches this summer. And one of the things they're doing for us, which is very cool, is they're like essentially decorating the entire theme park with Mix 100 banners and slogans. And there's giant pictures of all of us up at Elitch Gardens, which is pretty neat for us. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, you know?
Nice little local place.
Yeah,
we love
exactly.
We love it.
So he sent me a picture yesterday because he stopped by to check out some of the banners and stuff that they put up. And by some of the swimming areas out there, they've got like these giant like sheds looking things. And there's like 3 or 4 of them sitting there. And one of them's a big banner of Nina that says, listen to Nina, afternoons, Mix 100. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. Boom, front and center. And then there's us next to Nina. Okay, JKJ in the morning. Have some morning laughs. And then next to us is a banner of Big Rob and a giant bush in front of the shed in front of his banner.
Oh. Oh, no.
And he sent me a picture yesterday, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God. I started laughing. I had tears in my eyes because it's like, Nina, JKJ, Big Rob behind a bush.
It's like the Monsters, Inc.
Oh, the Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Mike Wazowski.
I was thinking of Wilson from the old school Home Improvement TV show. Yeah, where it's like all you see, it's like, oh, you don't see Big Rob at all. So I told him, I was like, do you think you could sneak some like bush trimmers in there?
I know.
And snip the bush.
Right? We need to, some product placement.
You got to trim the bush so you can see Big Rob.
You sure do.
You really do, yeah.